Welcome to the VPR Cafe. I'm Rick Singeri. Okay, this is Vermont, so we expect to see the offbeat thing on occasion, but donkeys delivering eggs? It's a thing in Montpelier. Suzanne Podheiser is a food writer for 7 Days, and she's here to explain what's going on with this. Suzanne, welcome back to the VPR Cafe.
Thank you, Rick.
All right, let's start with who cooked up this idea of donkeys delivering eggs?
So it's a project that is based at the Vermont Compost Company in Montpelier. And so Carl Hammer, who runs that, is the person who's kind of really invested in using donkeys in agriculture and came up with the idea of delivering the eggs from the Compost Company to the Hunger Mountain Co-op via donkey cart. So that is what's happening every week in Montpelier. The donkey cart goes from the Vermont Compost Company right down to the co-op.
What is the history behind Vermont Compost and their donkeys?
Carl's really interested in the idea of working animals and particularly of working equines. And so back in 1998, he was actually collecting compost with a donkey cart. And they quickly kind of had too much compost to pick up to make it easy to get by the donkey cart. They didn't have enough people who could drive it. And so eventually they kind of just faded into using pickup trucks. But his goal has always been to reintegrate these animals into the kind of work that they do. So when he was looking at how to do that, he decided to start kind of training them by having them deliver eggs.
And he did keep the donkeys around after that, right?
Yeah. He's got donkeys and mules. And they're seasoned professionals by now.
So who is in charge of the donkeys and why did they want that job?
So last year, Carl was looking for someone to help train his donkeys and mules, and he put an ad out for that. One of the people who responded to the ad is a young woman named Kaylee Hamill. And Kaylee grew up in Waitsfield and has been working with animals for a really long time. She started riding horses when she was 5, and at 12, she got her first team of oxen and started to train them. She's 19 now, and she's a seasoned teamster and applied for this job. And in addition to running her own company training animals, which she also does, she now works part-time for Vermont Compost Company.
What does it take to be able to run a team of donkeys?
Well, you need to be able to kind of give them the proper commands and help them to know what to do. So one thing that she talks about is that you make requests of them. You're asking them to do something, and then they respond. So it's really kind of learning to engage with them, learning to use the right tones of voice, the right voice commands, but also kind of treating them as equals and working as a team together.
Why is animal power important?
So there are a few reasons. I mean, one is that you don't have to use fossil fuels to power a donkey. So they go out, they graze, they, you know, have the capacity to work, and you can put them to work. And they actually, according to Carl and Kaylee, really enjoy doing the tasks around the farm. They actually seem to get pleasure out of it. So that's one reason. It's just a great part of an integrated farming system. They provide manure, they provide work. And as Carl put it, your tractor will never love you. So that's another reason. There's this connection to the animal, the connection to the work that's different than when you're just riding around on a tractor.
They are kind of friendly, right?
They're totally friendly, yeah. Ruby, who is the donkey that usually delivers eggs with Kaylee, when I was watching the two of them together, Ruby would put her head down to snuggle with Kaylee, and that's actually part of their routine before they leave to do their deliveries. After Kaylee starts to kind of put the saddle on and get Ruby ready, they actually have like a snuggle moment.
This is the VPR Cafe. I'm speaking with Suzanne Podheiser, a food writer for 7 Days. We're discussing eggs delivered by donkey cart in Montpelier. Suzanne, what kind of training do the donkeys need to be able to traverse the streets of Montpelier?
So, you know, they need to be kind of unfazed by vehicles, and donkeys and mules that live at the Vermont Compost Company are kind of ahead of the game there because at the Compost Company, they're using a lot of heavy machinery all the time. And so those animals are really comfortable being around kind of those noisy moving objects, which really helps them kind of be road ready. They need to learn how to turn left and right and stop on command and back up when they need to. I actually watched Kaylee park the donkey cart in front of the library and then kind of pull out the donkey cart into the road. So they just really need to be comfortable with the traffic, with the commands, with the pace. And so that's a lot of it. And one way that they do that, Kaylee hooked up Ruby with an older mule named Katie, and the two of them worked together so that Ruby could actually learn from Katie's experience negotiating cars and turns and things like that.
Granted, Montpelier isn't a major urban center, but I am interested to know. I'm interested to know how drivers are adjusting to riding behind a donkey cart through town.
Yeah, so I asked Kaylee that very question, and what she said is that the majority of people are pretty charmed by the whole thing. They smile, they wave, they go slowly, and they pass when it's appropriate. But there is a contingent of people who get really irritable and a little bit road ragey. And when they pass, sometimes on corners or sometimes going up hills, they flip the donkey cart off. So it's really a mix. And she just pointed out that you kind of need to be ready for whatever comes and kind of be unfazed by such things.
And by that, you don't mean they actually physically flip the cart over,
but no.
they make a hand gesture of some
that
sort.
That is what I meant.
And does Vermont Compost have any future plans for their donkeys?
Yeah, Carl's actually hoping to start doing residential compost pickups using the donkey cart. So there are a few steps in order for them to get there. They need to have enough trained staff to cover the routes on the days that they need to cover. They need some more equipment and covers for their wagons. So it's something that they're working up to. And Kaylee's role as senior teamster is to help get all these things in place so that hopefully by, you know, within the next year, they'll be able to start kind of driving through the streets, picking up people's compost and bringing it back to the facility.
And short of that, what do the donkeys do all day out at Vermont Compost?
I mean, they definitely eat a lot of grass. right now, they're not doing as much work as they would actually like to do. So they're mostly being trained and kind of gearing up for this future project.
Suzanne Podheiser is a food writer for 7 Days. I want to thank you so much for joining us at the VPR Cafe.
Thank you.